It's time for Done Being Single with your hosts, Trevor and Robbie Scharf. If you're dating the same type over and over again, making the same mistakes and not finding love, then you're not done being single. What you need is some tough love dating intervention, Trevor and Robbie style. Whether you're new to dating or have been dating forever, we've got you covered. Now, here are your hosts, Trevor and Robbie Scharf.
Hey.
Round of applause.
Wow, how nice is that?
Round of applause.
Yes, always.
For us, of course, every Saturday. Why are you crying?
Well,
love, the pursuit of love is a beautiful thing.
Come on.
Let's hear the pursuit of love.
I'm all for it. More. Yes,
it's critical.
It is.
The search for love.
The thought of meeting somebody is...
Well, you know, the beautiful thing about the search for love is that you can find it anywhere you can find it online.
It's true.
Offline, fix-ups, blind dates, chance encounters.
Do most people meet online these days?
That's a great question.
Okay.
I would say yes, based on what we spoke about, in the last episode, on the death of romance,
mm-hmm.
how I was ranting about how people are lazy and fearful and can't get off their phones. I would say yes, most people do, that they depend way too much on technology to find love, which is not necessarily a bad thing. Because like I said, here's to the pursuit of love.
Oh my gosh. We love that. Yes.
Okay. Wherever you can find it. Even matchmakers.
Wow. Matchmakers, have a history throughout history.
I mean, they're the oldest dating app ever, right? If you think about it, they're the original dating technology.
Yes.
Matchmakers from the beginning of time. And I know they get a bad rap, and I know there's stigma attached to matchmakers. But wherever you can find it, whatever advantages you can get for yourself, why not? They serve a purpose. And if you've got the money and the belief and the faith, why not explore all avenues to find love?
I think faith has a big part of where matchmaking has started from, whether it was, biblical times, the Jews, Chinese, Greeks, Japanese, Aztecs. Every culture has had a form of matchmaking.
Right.
Some that was the only way to meet people, I think, throughout up to like the 1800s. It seems that's if you were if you're faith based, you had to meet somebody within the faith.
Yes.
And somebody was going to.
Hello, arranged marriages.
Correct.
I mean, if you're East Indian, that's how you do things. Mm-hmm. Your family fixes you up. So I say don't knock it until you maybe try it. So I have never had experiences, and because I've never had experiences with matchmakers, I put out a little kind of a crowdsource question to Facebook to get some different feedback and responses to see what people's experiences were. And I got a very interesting mixed bag of responses.
Okay.
One of my friends said, if you want to pay someone to throw darts at a phone book for you, go right ahead, but they have no more ability to vet or screen or select or know any better candidates for you than if you threw the darts yourself.
That's not good.
Okay. Well, someone else.
So can we talk about that? I mean, that's kind of, I guess that person had a not so great experience.
Right. So it's all colored by your own experience. I mean, if you met the man, woman of your dreams, you would just... you'd think matchmakers were the greatest thing ever. But if not, it all depends on what your personal experience was. So someone else said, I know someone who was recently set up by a matchmaker, a really gorgeous young woman who has her own business. I have no idea why she needed a matchmaker, but they set her up with a guy and they have been inseparable since the first date and just moved in together. Someone else said, No socially capable candidate would ever have to go to a matchmaker.
Wow.
That's some sour cynical. Fucking grapes, yeah, there, man. That guy did not do well.
Is it a guy?
Yeah.
Okay, so it obviously, he's just got an attitude about it, whether or not he's ever tried it. It doesn't even sound like he's actually tried it.
I think he's a poo-pooer.
He's a poo-pooer? Yeah, okay.
Okay, here's some other responses. Another friend said, my neighbors met and married through one.
Wow.
So there is success.
Okay.
Another friend said, my wife will tell you they're criminally incompetent. I say they're a life-saving godsend.
Okay.
By the way, that was Don Harris.
That's funny. Okay. Wow.
Can I continue?
Sure.
A girlfriend of mine said, had a bad experience with a service who set me up with a married man.
Whoa, Nelly! Okay.
Yeah, wow. That is not that's not good vetting.
That's not good.
That's not good.
That's enough. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Another friend says, I knew someone who had a lot of success, got married, and is very happy. But I know other people's experiences weren't so great. I don't think anything bad happened. They just weren't set up with great people.
Okay.
Big vagina?
Gigantic vagina.
Okay. Well, all right. So
I want to ask our guest today.
Yes.
I'm so curious about vetting and.
Well, it's
speaking
all
of vagina.
It's,
I mean, I don't know if you can ask that. So tell me.
They didn't come from Hollywood.
About how big?
Okay. Well.
What diaphragm size do you have? Okay. Here's another one. I saw your matchmaking post and recall a couple of people who used It's Just Lunch, which seems to be a matchmaker of sorts. From what I recall, it sounds like they just grabbed whoever was on their roster within the age range to fit out the lunch dates rather than any actual matchmaking. Did not hear good things about any real matches being made. You know, you can make the same argument about dating apps.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus, it really, people, don't be so harsh.
Certainly.
You know, it's, look, you, if you don't put yourself out there, then, you know, if you're going to get a mixed, it's going to be mixed. Mm-hmm. You're going to have some hit and misses. You're going to have some winners and losers. Get with the program. You know, just accept it already. It's, you know, even if you meet someone face to face, which of course is my favorite.
It is.
Who's to? There's no guarantees. You may see meet someone in a bar or a gym or out there, and think it's love at first sight, and then you have that first date, and you're terribly disappointed. That's the way love goes, people. Okay. Yeah. So today we're going to have a real live matchmaker on to tell us all about it, because I really want to know the real deal. Like, what goes into it? How do you make the matches? I know what I do. Do you know how many matches? Do you know how I really should have been in the business? I am a great matchmaker.
You've got wonderful success with people.
I have been doing this since forever. It is a pleasure. Mm-hmm. I want my friends to meet each other, and I want everyone to find love. And I'm actually really good at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what I think goes into making matches. Okay. I think that, do you want to know what I think goes into making
of
matches?
Of course I want to know.
But sometimes I'll say to you, so, hey, what about, you know, Steve and,
right.
you know, Susie? Mm-hmm. And you'll go, no effing way. No way. He won't like her, or no way. She's going to not dig him at all. And then I say, you know, our job is, it's to sell. It's not
like throwing a hot dog down a hallway.
Our job as amateur matchmaker over here, I say it all the time. My job is to sell, not to judge.
There are times when you will let me know about a couple that you think would be great together. And I sometimes wonder, are you doing it for her or for him?
You ask me that all the time.
And I'm thinking, okay, now is this, yeah, are you doing a favor for this person or for that person? Because it seems like it's not necessarily mutual, but then, you know, what I love about the way you put these matches together sometimes is that you just kind of do it and throw it against the wall, and they stick, they do. And if they don't, they don't. And sometimes they do. And it's a beautiful thing when we know that people are still seeing each other.
Right. You would be shocked at the people it wasn't such a stretch.
A horror.
The people that I feel that I have fixed up, they do have some compatible chemistry that I think they would. So, you know, being divorced helps. Having mm-hmm. kids helps. Yes. It's not everything. Maybe being of the same faith helps. It's not necessary, but it does, you know, help move things along to have some common things and values and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I've struck out big time. I mean, I remember a friend called me the next day and said, "Really, what were you thinking?" Which I thought was sort of unnecessary. I mean, why don't you just be grateful and say, "Thank you, it was okay, but no thank you, nice guy." Well, but she actually got mad at me.
Well, because some of these may fall into that category of who are you doing this for? Are you doing it for her? Are you doing it for him? You might have been doing it for him more than her.
It wasn't so out of the realm of possibility. She has a dog and he was a vet. I mean, you know.
You're getting a little specific here. Okay, don't.
I'm not naming names, but.
You don't have to.
I mean, it was in the ballpark. It wasn't like I fixed her up with a guy who works on the chain gang or I don't know what I'm saying.
Gosh.
So there is some science, I think, that goes into it. There's some intuition that goes into it, right? There's some instinct. You know your friends, and then the rest is out of your control. It's out of your hands. You make the match, and then
yes,
and then that's it. It's up to them. But right. I will say that the problem today for me as an amateur matchmaker is that everybody wants to see a picture first.
That's reasonable. They're gonna say, "What does he look like? What does she look like?"
Why can't they just take my word for it?
A wise dame.
Why? I am a wise dame.
Yeah, but
I mean, what really? Are you think I'm gonna fix somebody up with Shrek? I mean, really? You gotta trust me. You gotta trust me that I've got good taste, and I sort of.
You're a drunken lush.
I am a drunken lush, but I still have my wits about me when I fix people up.
Okay.
Okay. It does require definitely some sort of like a scientific formula. Oh, you know what else goes into it for me? Astrology.
Oh, boy. There's a whole other subject. But
I'm an amateur astrologer?
Yes.
So that's just a little fun fact about me. That goes into the equation.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
I know you do.
No, it's not. Fact, I'm not kidding.
It's a big thing with you.
I mean, when I met you, I went home and I did your chart.
And
you know what I found? Exactly. But okay. I gave you a chance.
Thank you for that.
And I came back for seconds.
And thirds.
But it helped that you were Gemini.
Yes.
I'm an Aquarius.
Oh, we have to go to break.
Oh, darn. Just when I was getting my favorite subject.
Yes, that'll
astrology.
Let's go to our break, and then we can bring on a pro.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not. I want to hear from the real deal.
We will be right back with our guest, Kaylin Rosenberg.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel, VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
It's time for you to take a sweet and honest look at your life. Tune into Living Within the Sweet Spot with your host, Nikki Klegel. Each week, Nikki invites you to call into the program, where she will connect with each listener to show the power of God's love in every unique instance. There are gracious gifts and elements of power within each one of us. You just need to discover them and find your life's purpose. Live healthier and happier. Listen every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Empowerment.
When you learn to see things from a spiritual perspective, it changes the way you see virtually everything in your life. Listen for Dr. Paula Joyce and her program, Uplift Your Life, Nourishment of the Spirit. Our program will help you get rid of the negative aspects of your life and invite love, joy, and prosperity into your life. Turn that negative feeling into a positive one. Tune in to Uplift Your Life, Nourishment of the Spirit, every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You're listening to Done Being Single with dating interventionists Trevor and Robbie Scharf. If you've got a question, a dilemma, or dating nightmare you want to share, call us today at 888-346-9141. That's 888-346-9141. You can also reach us by email, Trevor and Robbie@DoneBeingSingle.com. Now, back to Done Being Single with dating badasses, Trevor and Robbie Scharf.
And we are back.
Okay.
Would you like to introduce?
I'm going to introduce our woman of the hour, Kaylin Rosenberg. She is, I think she's the best in the business. Everything I know and read. I really do.
Okay.
She is the CEO and founder of Love Architects by Kaylin, an elite matchmaking and love design firm that remodels the love lives of some of the world's most influential people. She is transforming the face of love on this planet through her new Real Reveal test, which uncovers the truth about who people are when it comes to love, and her dating app, which brings online dating into the real world for authentic connection. Kaylin is a master certified life coach, renowned relationship expert, elite matchmaker, podcast, radio, and TV personality, and love ambassador for the Oprah Winfrey Network. She is also the author of Real Love Right Now, a 30-day blueprint for finding your soulmate, and so much more. Mm-hmm. Kaylin Rosenberg, welcome.
Hi. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for being on the show.
Well, thank you.
So, okay, Kaylin, tell us, let's start at the beginning. Why would somebody need a matchmaker? Let's just talk about that.
Yeah.
Is it a case of when everything else fails? Is that how people come to you, or is it how does it work?
You know, well, it's both. It's either when people get to a point where they feel they've just, you know, they've given up, you know, arms, hands in the air, mercy, or huge egos. You know, the people that need the best of everything, the best sports car, the best this, the best that, everything is about, yeah, nurturing the ego. They see me on TV. They see that, you know, I've done a lot out there. They see that I work with influential people. And so they think by working with me that I'm going to give them something better than they could find on their own. And, it's all a mess. It's just all a mess. So yeah, I was listening in earlier. It was really fascinating to listen to you. And I have to say, I don't consider myself a matchmaker. And I think matchmaking is actually really screwed up in today's society and system. And it's something that I'm really trying to clean up because, and this sort of goes back to the heart, I think, of your original question about why do people come to me or why would they feel they need a matchmaker? Because they shouldn't, to be honest. They should not. My heart is to teach people how to be their own matchmaker, to match themselves. But it, you know, what it really is it's about people becoming far too often in this world everything that they were taught and told they were supposed to be from their parents and their childhood and wounds and trauma and addiction and bad relationships gone wrong and you know, just everything that society is dumping on us in the media, and we're just getting all lost within ourselves and therefore losing ourselves, and then yet desperately wanting love and so going for it and just effing it up left and right. And so they go to a matchmaker saying, hey, I can't do it on my own, or I want the best of the best on a superficial level. And matchmaking has become, I think, a horrendous business. I'm going to be honest that I think rips way too many people off, knowingly and unknowingly, and takes advantage of a vulnerability in, we say singles, but they're human beings that haven't yet met right. their person. And when really what someone who's, you know, who calls themselves a matchmaker or is in that business, whether it's a dating service or whatever, even online, we really, if we're saying, hey, we're putting our sign out, you know, and we're going to help you find love and we're going to charge you money, whether it's a little or a lot, we have to really have our shit together personally as a human, as a soul, as a professional, and we have to know how to dive into the being of every person that comes to us to really honor them and their life walk and eventually society. So I know that's a lot. That was a big, heavy, full mm-hmm. response, but it gets me worked up because I'm trying to clean it all up.
I think it's really refreshing to hear that from you from someone who does what you do, because I think like any business, there can be people that will go to it and do underhanded things and take advantage of people just to make money off of them and really not have their best interest at heart. So I'm glad to hear what you're saying.
It is refreshing. You're sort of the anti-match. You're like the anti-matchmaker's matchmaker.
Kind of, yeah. I know it's a little, it's sort of an oxymoron, but you need to know what you're doing when someone comes to you and says, here's all of my vulnerability, here's my life, here's my right. trust and my faith, and here's my heart, and also, gosh, here's a check.
Right.
My
totally
Lord,
exposed.
Is that a huge responsibility
wow.
that most don't honor.
And they believe, and they want to believe in you, and yes. So.
Yeah.
I do think there's benefit to hand-picking and curating, being able to curate someone's matches, because it's
sure.
like shooting, what's the saying, fish, what?
Fish in a barrel.
Is that it? No, that's not it.
Yes.
Online dating is so random. It can be so random. So to have a real human doing the work, the heavy lifting, to me is a real advantage. And I mean, that's why when I fix up my friends, I think it's step, you're getting a leg up on the situation. I have personally vetted these people. I know the girl, I know the guy. And, as I was saying before we went to break, the problem for me and technology nowadays is before technology, when you would say, call up a friend, say, you know what, I have a girl for you. I think I want to fix you up with someone. There was no, well, give me a picture first. Show me a picture. Mm. And I find that really limits people because they become people today because of online dating and social media have become what I call looksists. If the woman or, you know, if she isn't a 10, no thanks. That's a pass.
Yeah. Well, and I have to say, going to what you were saying earlier about, you know, fixing up your girlfriend and her saying, what were you thinking? And, you know, what she had, and this is where it gets a little bit tough too, is that here you came from a really loving place of heart and intellect and care for her. And probably, you know, obviously from your heart selected the best man that you could for her in that moment, for that situation. And her response, what her response was about wasn't you and wasn't the guy. It was something that was inside of her. Right? Because I know, obviously, you did it out of love and wanting mm-hmm. to do good. And so that's where most matchmaking falls short, is that it doesn't really know how. The majority out there don't know how or don't dive into the people to really know who they're matching. You cannot match people properly, really in the way that they deserve and our society deserves with couples, because couples energetically affect one another and how we treat people in this world. But you can't do it just on this is your age, this is your occupation, even values. Values aren't enough. it goes, you have to go deep. And you were talking earlier about a science. Yeah, it is a frickin' science. Mm-hmm. And so those are all the things that I've uncovered and I'm excited about and grateful about and just want to teach people about so that they can just love on themselves and really become introduced truly to themselves, their true authentic self, so that now they can just, as you said in the very beginning of this awesome podcast, you know, love is all around you. It's everywhere. You can find it anywhere, right? And then that's when it's so juicy and exciting and beautiful.
Okay, so can walk us through the process. So if do you get phone calls, you get emails? I'm a single guy and I'm having trouble meeting somebody either online or in person. And I've now I found you. What can you do for me, Kaylin?
Yeah, so it's like, oh, tell me who you are as a man. Mm-hmm. And who you tell me you are typically is what your ego believes you are. It's what you've come to believe you are. And so it's a breakdown session. Right? Getting to the core of who you as a man and how you look at love, how you look at women, how, what you believe about, what's your belief system about love? You know, you got to get there. What are you carrying with you? Talk about baggage. You know, all of us talk about baggage. It's okay. We all have a suitcase. What's in it? It's all good. Some colors are more compatible with others. Some things are just so dirty and you have to throw them out, you know, clean them or throw them away. So it's just kind of like, who are you really, 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 really? And then at that point, once I figure it out and you figure it out and we're on the same page, then it's like, oh, cool. What kind of woman do we want now? Who is she? Like, this is exciting stuff. It's no longer, oh, she has to look like this. She has to be this tall. She has to have this much money, or he has to have this much money, or they better do this, or they better come from that. That's all fucking bullshit. And it's, excuse my language, but it really is that we all get stuck and trapped in. It's fine to come around later in the back door of all of that, but in the beginning, we're really to find real love. You have to start on a soul level, and this might be too woo woo and too deep for people, but it is what it is. We're, you know, billions of people floating on a planet in the middle of the universe, so you got to go a little deep sometimes.
Sorry, is the interview a? Is there an online questionnaire that you ask people to fill out, and then?
Mm-hmm. Well, so if people are meeting or potential clients are meeting with me in person, we spend a good hour and a half digging into the. Like, it's like 10 years of therapy for most people. So the core, the raw core of who you really are. What I did is I was able to finally, thank God, partner with Ben Way, who's just amazing. He was from the original Silicon Valley show and just a genius of technology. And he and I and Dr. Harville Sendricks and Helen LaKelly Hunt sent down for about 9 months. And we took this, an algorithm, and created it behind this assessment that I've been doing with thousands of people and turned it into the real reveal, which is really neat. It's hard to. In fact, I don't know anybody that's really tripped the test yet. It's like an MMPI for your love readiness. And so there's like a little teaser test that's 15 questions that you can do online. It's free. It's, you know, realrevealtest.com. But if people are single, it's part of the onboarding process on my dating app, and it's 86 questions long, and it's heavy.
Wow.
But it's the process, it's the interview, it's the assessment, and then I spend time in people's homes and have, you know, redesign and love design there and in their lives and with their friends and their family. And then by the time I think I've found the person for them, you know, it's usually done within the first 3 matches. It's very exciting. It's most often the deepest, heaviest, most beautiful relationship they've ever had. And it just feels good. But yeah.
So what can I get for $75?
What can you get for $75? Yeah, well, you
I'm
can.
Kidding.
All right.
No, I'm kidding.
And a lot of amazing people. Finally,
is there a pricing tier structure too?
There is. Yeah. Well, that was the thing too. You know, my prices are, I'm crazy expensive, and I don't mind it because I love giving back. I love giving and helping, and you know, it's not, you only need so much money to have fun and have a good time. So, but you know, it was to the point where people were saying, well, I want to work with you, Kaylin, but I can't afford you. And that started to feel gross to me. Like I felt like I wasn't honoring something by just charging more and more and more, even though I was giving great back, you know, to my clients for what they were investing. So the dating app was created because of that. Or that's a huge reason it was created. And that main level is 30, or actually, no, we just bumped it up to $45 because we're throwing the criminal background and identity in. So everybody's fully vetted. Yeah, so $45, and then the next level is $100 for the year, and then $35 a month. And it will be the best dating app truly out there because it really does honors human beings. It honors singles. It's every single human being is not only fully, truly, fully vetted, but they're drinking the Kool-Aid of real love. They want something better, and it's part of a love movement, and they believe in good stuff, and they want good stuff, and it's part of a movement. So I'm super excited about it.
Sounds very reasonable.
You're more than a matchmaker. You're like a love shrink.
Yeah, that's what I'm.
I don't like hearing love and shrink in the same way.
This is deep, and I love it, and we're going to go deeper.
But we have a break to...
Yes.
A break to make.
Okay.
But we're going to come back with more from Kaylin Rosenberg.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
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 Live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Life can be confusing at times. There can be uncertainty, disappointment, and an inability to clearly see where you're headed. But it doesn't have to be this way at all if you understand how to take the next step in your life. Tune in to Living the Miracle with your hosts, Michael and Raphael Tamora. We'll help you define the deeper meaning that awaits you in your life, have certainty in yourself, and learn to be clairvoyant. Listen Wednesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Empowerment.
For so many years, adults and teens have experienced a breakdown in communication. It doesn't have to be like this. Listen for Tools for Teen Transformation with Lily Williams. Coach Lily and her guest will tackle subjects like bullying, self-esteem issues, teen pregnancy, substance abuse, and more. It's all about getting teens and the adults in their lives to think differently. You could save a teen's life. Tune in every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern and 7 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Have you become a member yet? Sign up now to become a member of Voice America. It's always free and easy. Plus, you get to take advantage of some great member benefits. Get unlimited access to millions of hours of on-demand content across all of our channels. Keep track of your favorite episodes, shows, and hosts in your own customizable library. Find out what shows you might be interested in based on your favorites. Plus, you get insider access with our newsletter. Membership gives you more. Sign up at voiceamerica.com and click register at the top right.
Live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You're listening to Done Being Single with dating interventionists Treva and Robbie Sharp. If you've got a question, a dilemma, or a dating nightmare you want to share, call us today at 888-346-9141. That's 888-346-9141. You can also reach us by email, trevaandrobbie@donebeingsingle.com. And now, back to Done Being Single with dating badasses Treva and Robbie Sharp.
Okay, so we're back, and do you mind if I launch right into this? Because I said love shrink, and I really believe that maybe Kaylin will agree, but people can be not just attracted to the good and positive and beautiful and fabulous in someone, but also, you know, the imperfect and the flawed.
Yep.
And to me, that is as compelling sometimes as, you know, the great stuff, the deeper stuff, the darker stuff. I tend to connect with people on that level. And to me, it's compelling, and it's substantial, and it's substantive. And that's what gives people character. Their flaws, their imperfections, their issues. I want to know, when you are making matches, Kaylin, do you take that into account? Do you take into account when you're talking to people privately and stuff, it will come up because it's a cathartic experience to initiate people? Do you go, oh yes, like the holes, the rocks in her head fit the holes in his head?
Oh, amen.
It's a match.
Totally. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. We're just all here to be really healers and teachers and connectors with one another. And it's the most intense quite often in our relationships, our romantic relationships, and our lifelong partnerships. It's what we all starve and crave for, you know? So, yeah, I take that all into account. It's necessary.
Yeah, I would say it would be, and you've got insight into people like nobody else has. So you kind of know, you know, warts and all, what people are dealing with. And I would think that would kind of figure into the matchmaking equation. So, yeah. Okay, we are going to bring on a friend of ours, Denise, who has tons of experience on all dating platforms. And and she's got questions and stories. And Denise, come on into the conversation.
Hi, everybody.
Hey,
hi,
Denise.
Hi. Hi, thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. Thanks for being on. Tell us what's on your mind in terms of experiences or background.
Sure. Well, you know, I've been open to finding love off and on throughout my life. I'm in my mid-50s now, and from the time I was in my 30s, I've got a lot of experience with a variety of dating apps online. For me, it feels like a full-time job, and it can be a little demoralizing because there's a lot of, as I was listening earlier, and, you know, there's so much emphasis placed on what do you look like, and there's the swipe right, swipe left mentality. So it's a mixed bag online, but I open myself up to matchmaking, to different services, and personally just have not had the kind of positive experience that I would have hoped for. Mm-hmm. So can I call out specific services?
If you feel you
like,
must.
You know, like I did It's Just Lunch, which was supposed to be this revolutionary, you know, no pressure, it's just lunch. But, you know, the core of the issue was that, as Kaylin was saying, she really gets down to the nitty-gritty of who the people are and makes partially an intuitive match. I just felt like these services were just factories, and they're just putting, you know, note cards of people together. There's a matchmaking service here in Los Angeles that I signed up for, and I went through four different matchmakers because each person would lose their job or move on, and it was like, wow, you're not a matchmaker. It's a service. It's a factory. And they wouldn't listen, I don't think, to what was really important to me in terms of the values of who I'm looking to be matched up with. So in a nutshell, that's sort of been my experience. But I remain open. You know, I'd love to meet somebody.
Well, I would say, you know, unfortunately, the majority of people out there share the same experience with you. And, you know, which, again, is why I've said I'm just so passionate about cleaning it all up, because it's just due time, you know. And there, it's a very competitive industry, which is ridiculous because there are enough singles. There are over 126 million singles just in the U.S. alone. There's enough to go around, right, if you want a business that's successful. But the best way to clearly have a successful business is to just treat your customers and your clients and your members properly and with love and respect. But, what I would say is that, unfortunately, it's sort of a factory thing. Yes, there are some good ones that really come from their heart, that really just wanted to put, you know, that get the shingle out and really help people. But unfortunately, I don't think that's the norm.
No, I don't
want to
meet
anybody
with shingles, Kaylin.
What?
I don't want to meet anybody with shingles. No.
With shingles. Yeah. Well, I mean, well, hey, they deserve love too. But, you know, the thing is that it's a tough one. And, you know, I think another thing, it's even more difficult sometimes for women in the industry that are single than men, because most dating firms and services and even matchmakers, unfortunately, won't be honest and tell you that men are a freaking hard commodity, good single men to find. They're really hard. And so you're kind of being... So they're kind of utilizing the same men over and over and over for their female clients far too often. However, I hit the jackpot on behalf of one of my clients. You know, it's one female only needs one man. She's now madly in love and happily matched. But in the process of doing something pretty cool that she and I came up with, I have over, and you're in the perfect age, you're in your mid-50s. I have, let's see, about over 1,200 amazing vetted men that are just sitting there now that my team and I are like, what do we do with these great guys? But they're from all over the country. They're from all over the country and all that. So, yes, you and I should chat and... Just to show you that there are lovely, lovely good men, and that's a whole other conversation about what men are looking for that they're not getting with women. And but your heart is good. You're smart, and you're sharp, and you're present, and love will happen for you. But, yeah, you just – sorry you had that.
I have a question for Denise. Experience. Denise. Yeah.
Sure.
A question for you. Were you disappointed because – the level or caliber of matches weren't great, or they just didn't pan out So that the, do you get, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Was it the quality of the guy or was it that they just didn't go anywhere?
A little bit of both. To be perfectly honest, I can't say that maybe with the exception of one or two that I ever met anybody that I would want it to go anywhere. And it wasn't necessarily, well, some of it was the quality of the guy. Some of it were, you know, perfectly lovely men inside, not so much outside. And it just, you know, there was no chemistry, and I didn't think really any hope for chemistry. And it just wasn't, it just wasn't a match.
Okay, but that's not the matchmaker's fault, per se. It's just chemistry, right?
That could happen with anything.
Right, it could happen anywhere.
That one depends.
That's what I was saying.
True.
Yeah.
But if, you know, the way I look at it, you know, they ask me not just what am I looking for in a man, values-wise and even superficially, but, you know, what's my age range? What's this? What's that? And so I would often find that the matchmaker was saying, okay, well, I know this person isn't anywhere near what you're looking for. Like, you know, At the time I didn't want to date really higher than someone who was in their mid-50s. This is maybe 10 years ago. But she said, oh, but I've got this great guy. He's 62 and he's, you know, really handsome and just a great guy. And I wouldn't look at pictures ahead of time. It's a little anxiety provoking, but I was willing to go with the flow. But this guy in particular, I can picture him in my mind right now, and he looked like my grandfather, and was just
unattractive. Did you see a picture of him before?
No. This service was a no pictures service, and that was okay. You know, I still signed up.
That's brave.
Yeah, but that's the way it was. It's been done since the
beginning
of
time. Well, really, Robbie.
And I do say, you know what? I love the element of surprise. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I was single and people wanted to fix me up, I didn't care. I don't want a picture. This is when pictures were available. I did not want them because I trusted them. And I knew that my friend had my best interest and had good taste. And, you know, so what? So it wasn't, you know, whoever. It wasn't Fabio. you know, it's not about looks, everybody. And I try to hammer this home all the time. It's more than looks. I had
it
another question,
looks,
but now I forgot.
But that's a difficult pill to swallow sometimes.
Kaylin, I have a question for you. What if you are fixing up a guy or a girl? I mean, you know, people are picky, and you fix them up on multiple dates, and it comes back as the other person liked them, but your client did not, or the main client you're trying to fix up did not like this person, and now it's 3-4 dates, and you're going, oh, I don't know what to do with this person. I've put them out on dates, and the other person likes them, but they're so picky that they're looking for something that really isn't attainable. When do you fire a customer? That's my question.
Well, usually the issues like that come up in the assessment, the original assessment. We dive in and, hold on, I'm getting... Oh, room service is coming in. I apologize.
I'm on the phone. Is he attractive?
Thank you.
Sorry.
All
right. There's a do not disturb on my door. But anyway, it's, you know, we dive in and we find these things out in the beginning so that, basically, we bring it to the client's awareness as to this is something that could sabotage and has been sabotaging love and the experience of real love. And so when it ends up sort of showing up in the dating, the initial dating process, I call them out on it. Pretty tough, but also very as lovingly as I can, to say what did we miss, or what do we need to work on here? What do we need to face here? What do we need to heal here? What is this really about? Where usually it's fear based, right? Where are you getting triggered? And I'll pull them out of the dating cycle for a little while, and I'll do some healing and some coaching and some work with them and get them to a stronger, higher place, and then we'll try that thing again. And actually, we've done that many times. It's funny, and they'll actually end up going back to the original matches I gave them.
Wow.
And I'll talk to that other client, and they'll say, you know, I really did like her, and I did like him, but here's what didn't work, but gosh, you know what, yeah, I'm willing to give it another chance. And then we did, and they actually really liked each other, and one of them got married. So it's just, again, you know, do we really know who we are? Like, what is that? What does love mean to us? What is it?
Do we have time? I just have a question. Okay. I remember Millionaire Matchmaker with Patty Stanger. One of the more interesting aspects of the show, or maybe the only for me, was the feedback. that after she did a little post date interview with each of the couple or the dates.
Yeah.
And and then she'd kind of lay into them. You know, mm-hmm. why did you do this? Why did you say this? That you don't do that. You know, and it was at times good information to have. Do you do that? Do you provide feedback for people based on what comes back to you?
I try not to be shaming and critical. Like, you know, there's healthy criticism. Yes, I absolutely do that. You have to. Yeah, I'm here to help people. I'm here to make sure. I tell people, I laugh with my clients and I say, listen, if you're really looking for love and you know, you're stuck because it will happen. Just work, trust, do the process. It will happen. But yeah, you do whatever it takes until it works. You just do.
I like
just
the
like
fact
so many things in life that are important.
I'm sorry. I like the fact that some customers are willing to go back and revisit, because I think after you go out on a couple of dates, you might realize that person that I dated the first time, even though I wasn't thrilled, I think I like more what I didn't like in others, and I want to give it another chance. So I like that happens.
Yeah.
It exists. We have a caller.
Okay, we have another caller.
And
Robert.
We have Robert on. And Robert, are you there?
Hi, how are you?
Great. Hi. How are you doing?
Good.
Okay, so Robert, I think, is a satisfied customer. not like that.
Oh, boy. Okay.
But I think he's had some good experiences with matchmakers, okay. I think, Robert.
I had with one in particular.
Good.
And it was called It's Just Lunch. I still think they're around, but it was about 10 years ago.
Okay. A counter to Denise's experience.
She had It's Just Lunch as well?
Yes.
But go ahead, Robert. Tell us about yours.
Well, I thought the process was pretty good. Plus the format that I liked as well, because lunch is very short, and or you can meet for cocktails and there's always an exit, but the people that they fixed me up with were, I'm an attorney by trade, and the ladies I met were executives or professionals themselves, and eventually I hit on one who was an internist close by, and that ended up being a nice 5-year relationship.
Great. That's wonderful.
Great to hear.
Okay.
Are you still active on It's Just Lunch?
No, but I'm ready. I'm probably will go back. It's I'm not a big fan of online dating. I now see it as more of an interview process than anything. And I don't know if you'd call them a counselor, but there was an in-depth interview, and they provided nice feedback. It just worked.
Good.
What city? Can I ask what city that was in?
They were in Glendale at the time.
Okay.
But the lady that I met was living in Westlake Village.
Okay. Well, you were very fortunate. That's wonderful. I'm so glad to hear that.
Hey, Robert, because you made an investment, do you feel like a financial investment into this? Do you feel like you gave it more of a shot, more of a chance, more time as compared to, say, someone that you just would have met on a dating app?
Never thought about that, but that's a great question. Let's say I showed up on time and went in enthusiastic on each date, but it's possible. I never just thought about it that way. But it was a big investment.
I would think that if you're going to sign up and go through the whole process and, you know, pay money, that you would be more invested and therefore take it more seriously.
I might have not thought about it, but it's probably true.
It depends on the person. You know, again, you have people that have a lot of money and they're used to spending a lot of money on a lot of things, and spending the money is in one ear and out the other as far as showing up and being present and really looking for something deeper. And then you have people that, you know, any amount of money is really a big deal, and they're really more front and center focused because they have spent something and invested. So that
what kind of made it easy about them is you didn't have to go through the would you call it a match, emailing back and forth for, you know, before you get the date? It's he got the call from the counselor and they say, hey, I'd like you to meet so-and-so at for lunch or cocktails at this place, and are you interested? And yes, it was, that's the part that made it very easy. And then when you met the person, just engage in conversation. And I would know in 5 minutes whether I want to see it, pursue it further.
I have a question for both you guys, Denise and Robert, since you guys are out there actively single and dating. There was anything that you could change about the matchmaking services you've used or the dating apps you're on? What, in your opinion, would make it a much better experience?
Hmm. That's a good question. Well, for me, when I did It's Just Lunch and a couple other services, it was when I was still living in New York. So hearing Robert's experience makes me think maybe I should try It's Just Lunch again in L.A. You know, for me, I think to make it a better experience, I like when Kaylin says she really fully vets people before she allows them in. And there's a lot of phony apps and photos and profiles that aren't filled in. So for me, in an ideal world, I would know that I'm dealing with real people who are being transparent about themselves, you know, to a certain extent, online in the initial exposure. So I wish that I could have better confidence in the pool of potential suitors, if you will, that I'm interacting with and being exposed to.
Okay.
Robert?
Yeah.
That's actually a pretty good point. And I heard earlier on about whether you want to see a photo of somebody or not see a photo of somebody. And for the most part, I agreed that I would not want to see a picture of somebody because I've got the makeup where I get false expectations of who they are and what
exactly.
They're about.
Exactly.
I think it's a really good point. I think the element of surprise really can work in your favor.
Yes, the element of surprise can only work in your favor.
Yeah.
I do believe that. Okay.
But, we actually have to start wrapping this show up.
I need to ask one last question for Kaylin. Kaylin, are you ready for this?
Yeah, sure.
Kaylin, how can people become their own matchmakers?
Just sit for a moment within yourself and, you know, that inner voice that's constantly tugging at us to listen on so many different levels. Talk to it. Get connected with it and talk to it about love and what love means to them, right? What does love mean to you? Do you trust love? Do you believe in love? Is it safe? How safe has it been? How good are you at loving and receiving love as well? Get to a really grounded place within that of knowing and, how true have you been, in love and life. And once you can get really raw and real with you, then just really know and trust that the universe, it gives us what we want, both good and bad. So if we focus on love, we focus on good, and we keep our hearts and our minds and our awareness open, that love can happen no matter where we are. Just trust in it, be open to it, but also stay really clear and really real and really honest with yourself in the process. And things shift and can shift really fast. But the minute we start to go too into the superficial and too into control or power over or fear, that's when we get things mucked up in primarily our love relationships. And that's where we need to kind of put the brakes on.
Thank you, Kaylin. Thank you, Denise. Thank you, Robert. Kaylin, how can people find
you
online? How can they get to you?
They can go to thelovearchitects.com or go to realrevealtest.com and take that test and find out a little bit more about yourself. And as of January 1, thelodgesocialclub.com will be out and bringing lots and lots of people to really beautiful love, and I'm very excited about that.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to find Robert or Denise, you can contact us here.
We will hook you up. Two great people. Yes, love that. Okay, we want to thank everybody for being on the show this week. This was very entertaining and enlightening.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. And thanks to guys. And Kaylin, thank you for making it happen. And we are all done being single, I think.
We are.
We are done. And let's keep love alive.
Have a great week, everybody.
Amen.
And we'll
take care. Bye-bye.
Be back next week. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks for listening this week to Done Being Single. Join Treva and Robbie Sharp every Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. See you next week on Done Being Single.